This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
With Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0, and as part of our podcast series, you're listening to Roseanne Murray from Community Waikato. And I have with me in the studio here today Michelle Wilson, who is the facility manager for Hetherington House, which is based over in Waihee and run by the Waihee Senior Citizens Home Incorporated. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Roseanne.
It's lovely to have you with me in the studio here today, and I'm really excited to hear all about Hetherington House and how it all came about, and also too, obviously, you're looking at some large sort of fundraising activities at the moment, and maybe our listeners may be able to help, or how we can spread the word about the amazing stuff that does happen over there in Waihee, and maybe other people that could support you. So how about you just tell us a little bit about who is Hetherington House?
Okay, thank you, Roseanne. Hetherington House is a community-run organisation, as you've said, governed by Waihee Senior Citizens Home Incorporated. The governance committee are a group of volunteers that give their time to ensure that we are running an efficient organisation. We were started 47 years ago by a group of passionate women, mainly from the four churches in Waihee, who got together and realised that we needed to have a facility that could care for the elderly in the future. After many, many hours and days and weeks of fundraising, Hetherington House was opened in 1947. We are able to offer rest home level of care, hospital, secure dementia, day stay, palliative care and respite care for members of our Waihee community and the wider Hauraki area. We have 51 beds and these are managed by a team of 70 fantastic staff, and we're very fortunate to have great people from our community looking after our elderly.
It's amazing, isn't it, how many staff you actually need to run a facility like that. My mum's in a rest home as part of a wider village concept, and it just blew me away. I think, they've got over 200 staff, and it's amazing, isn't it? And that's from clinical staff all the way through the amazing carers and cleaning staff, catering, you name it, sort of thing. Just want to pick up too, obviously the range of services that you do provide there, which is quite unique, isn't it, to be able to cater for someone who's coming in, maybe initially needs a bit of respite care, and then maybe move to the rest home level, and maybe just then needs to move into that more dementia memory of care side of things, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct, Roseanne. Having our secure dementia unit is our point of difference. We're very fortunate to have that in Waihee. It means that, we don't have to have families travelling to the cities like Hamilton or Tauranga. We have a fantastic team in there with all services available to secure dementia residents and their families.
Definitely. And so initially it was the rest home, wasn't it? And then a hospital wing was built.
Yes.
And then the dementia unit came in. It was about 2011, wasn't
Correct.
It? I think
yes.
I remember
yes.
reading about
yes.
that. So it's sort of like a one-stop shop, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is really. And since I've been in the role since February, we've introduced one room that we have set aside specifically for respite care and also palliative care, and that's working really well to allow our families to have a little bit of a break from some of their family members that require that a little bit of extra care for a week or two.
Oh, that's a great service to be providing. And I know with my mum, when she was living independently in an apartment, but she had a fall, and when she came out of hospital, she needed somewhere to go initially just for that extra little bit of support, and that's where we were able to get her into respite care.
Yes.
It's very handy.
Yes.
Oh, and sometimes, I suppose, when you're caring for maybe an elderly parent or even your own partner, sometimes you just need that little break, and so the opportunity to for the the other person to go into respite care does just give everyone a bit of a break, doesn't it?
Correct.
And a bit of support along the line. Right. And so obviously with, you know, the buildings you've got getting to that stage where they're needing a bit of repair on them, I believe, you know, you've got a couple of fundraising sort of initiatives in mind and looking to fundraise for some work to be done.
Correct. We have. So he's been 47 years old. Whilst we've done general maintenance, you know, a lot of things have crept up on the building, especially over COVID times where we couldn't get tradies in. And one of the main projects we've got at the moment is repairing the roof on Hetherington House. So we're doing this in three stages. And an opportunity is, as a fundraising is residents and their families can sponsor a room to, and that money goes towards the roof, which the first stage has got a quota of $50,000. So if you choose to sponsor a room at $1,000 a room, there's our first $50,000. If you sponsor a room, you get a plaque stating, you know, who sponsored the room. You can choose your room if it's still available, and you are able to come in. And even if your family member's passed away and you've not got anybody else associated with us at the time, we've still got families that come and visit us on a regular basis. So you'll be able to walk around, see your name on the room as the sponsor of that room, and also up on our sponsors board. Get invited to annual events and just be part of the family at Hetherington House going forward.
I think that's an amazing concept, actually, whoever came up with that idea. And so I think that's a big shout out to, you know, families, businesses, you know, across the Waihi and surrounding districts.
Yes.
And also, too, maybe for people out there that, you know, lived in Waihi, this is a great, and maybe now moved on, but great opportunity to give back to your community, isn't it?
Yes, and we haven't gone widely out of Waihi yet, but like as an example, in the weekend we had a family come in and visit a family member that is a relative. They had their mum in there recently and they've come to visit another relative, and so straight away they saw how they could contribute, and they'd been wanting to do something for a while but didn't quite know how to how they could contribute to Hetherington House. So that was really lovely. So they've sponsored a room in the weekend. So that's great. So we've raised $15,000 so far, and we've only been going a short time with that initiative. So, yeah.
That's great. So it sounds like you've got 15 of those 50 rooms already sponsored.
Yes.
So, again, I think that's, you know, putting it out there to you know, everyone to look at coming on board. And we'll probably ask you again at the end, but just right here, right now, Michelle, if someone's listening and goes, what a fantastic idea, how do they get hold of you?
If you contact me at manager@hetheringtonhouse.co.nz, or phone Hetherington House. Sorry, I've got the number wrong.
That's all right. No worries. They can just go online and Google Hetherington House. And your website, isn't it, is hetheringtonhouse.co.nz. So they'll be able to go on there and find all your contact details for anything like that. Oh, look, I think that's an amazing idea. And it, look, it may even be, you know, a little legacy. And I know a lot of organisations, you know, are having to think a little bit differently about, you know, their funding streams. And I know some are looking at, you know, maybe an opportunity for donations, and whether it is, you know, the $1,000 to go towards sponsoring a room, or maybe it's an opportunity to provide some other sort of donations, or even maybe a bequeath as well.
Correct, yes. And the other funding that we are looking at doing is we need to raise some funds for our kitchen. We had a recent audit, and of course it's 47 years old, and it's the original kitchen. So we're looking at having to raise $450,000 to refurbish that kitchen to today's requirements. And we have until February to raise those funds for that.
Okay, so you'll be hoping for a nice Christmas present somewhere along the line, won't you? And obviously, you know, it's like if you think about the consequence, if you can't raise that money and can't have your kitchen accredited, we have a massive impact, won't it, on the operation of the house?
Correct. If we can't have that kitchen refurbished and completed by end of February in 2026, we're potentially looking at having to close the doors.
And that would be such a shame, wouldn't it, for the local community, you know, because so many of our, you know, our community would like to stay and live in that community rather than having to, you know, be shipped out to who knows where, you know, whether it's Tauranga Way or whether over towards Hamilton Way. So, again, I think this is a great opportunity to pull on those heartstrings of people out there, and especially, you know, either locals or people who have previously, you know, lived in Waihi and, you know, maybe experienced such a, you know, a lot of great stuff living in that community. This is a great way to give back. And maybe potentially if you can't donate, you know, financially, maybe you have some great ideas on how, or maybe it's volunteering your time to help with some additional fundraising opportunities out there. So, yeah, I think this is a time for a call to action.
Yes.
And looking at anyone who's listening, you know, whether it's you yourself can support or whether you know of others, you know, through your networks that can provide that support along the lines.
Yes, and we have a fundraising committee working together to start doing some major fundraisers. It's just pulling it all together, and we haven't got secure dates or anything yet, but things like maybe a golf tournament, a high tea in the new year. But the challenge we have is we have a deadline of February to have this kitchen completed, and applying for funding through our normal funders, the time is not allowing us to do that. So this is why we're in such a predicament at the moment about having to get this done.
Yes, having Christmas, New Year sort of in between, amongst it all as well doesn't help, does it? So maybe potentially there's some tradespeople out there, some businesses that would normally do the repairs or renovations of kitchens, whether maybe they can provide you know, some in-kind services to support you as well. You know, so often you see you know, tradespeople and various members of communities come together and like do a renovation of a house. So maybe this is an opportunity, you know, shout out here to all the tradespeople out there to, you know, maybe look at coming together and maybe providing some support there. And look, whether it's, you know, you have a parent or a relative that's, you know, in need of that sort of care and support, or it might be future-proofing for yourself, you know, if you want to stay in the Waihi area or retire back into the local community. At some stage, you may need those services. And as you said, you know, it's totally a one-stop shop. It's got the rest home services. It's got the hospital level care, if required, or the secure dementia unit. And if you look at all the stats out there, all the information that's coming at us, you know, more and more of us are obviously living longer. And so that means that more people are going to require those services going forward. And when you've only got so many rooms. And if the worst case scenario happened here where Hetherington House did have to close, there's 51 beds gone, isn't it?
That's right.
Which will be a massive hole for that area. So what else is in the thinking there, Michelle? Any other ideas? Obviously, you said you've got a fundraising committee that's sort of working hard there behind the scenes. Any other ideas or thoughts that anyone's got?
It's really just getting out and getting our story told out in the community, because a lot of people won't realise that we have such a short time frame to get this completed, and that time frame set by the auditors that come in and audit the facility regularly. And we're hoping, you know, like if there's anybody out there with philanthropic ideas or any other suggestions of how we could raise those funds, we'd love to hear from them as well. We're just open to suggestions, wanting to ensure that we're able to retain Hetherington House in Waihi.
And I think it's a great opportunity too, maybe to go and have a look around Hetherington House. I'm sure that they can get in touch with you, Michelle, and you'd be more than willing to look at giving them a tour around. And, you know, looking at the photos on, I've not seen it myself, but looking at the photos on your website, it looks like a lovely little place.
It is a lovely little place. It's got a beautiful, warm feeling. Feedback is that it's, you know, a homely environment, which is what we want for our residents to transition from from being independent, from independent living to being part of a rest home, which, you know, it's not always an easy transition when you've lived on your own and all of a sudden you're in a home with 50 other people. But we do our best to ensure people are able to retain their independence whilst being cared for, to ensure that they're, you know, getting the best care that they require.
So true. And looking on your website over the weekend and just looking at your philosophy is around, you know, aiming to be the home of choice for residents and the workplace as well for your employees. And obviously, you know, just thinking back, you know, the residents, you know, they do have the right to live in a warm, friendly, home-like environment. You know, where caring relationships, you know, are fostered between whānau and family and friends. And, you know, I think it's so important, you know, where dignity, self-worth and independence is respected, individual rights and responsibilities are fostered, and also an avoidance of real institutional regimes. Really like that wording you've got. And obviously you've got here with a supportive team of staff acknowledging their shared skills, their knowledge and experiences, they're actually able to support each other and to work together to show respect and care for all residents. You aim to provide both long-term and short-term respite care and offer also day-stay care services for those that need a little level of support through the day. Correct. So what's maybe just for people to understand, what's the day-stay care services?
So day-stay is where families, again, for a little bit of respite for their carers, they can bring their family member into Hetherington House in the morning at, say, 9 a.m, and they spend the day with us there until 3 p.m. And it shows them how, you know, if they're looking at needing care in the future, it just shows them it's not as scary as it looks. It's not as, you know, you're not just put into a place and you can't get it, you know, have your independence. So they come along and they interact with our amazing diversional therapists and other residents and do different activities, have their lunch, enjoy interacting with other people. Often they come in and realise, oh gosh, that lady that I used to play badminton with is here as well. And then they realise they're not coming into a place of strangers. They're welcomed with open arms. They're allowed to come and go as they please, but within the facility, but they're there to enjoy some activities, like it could be knitting, it could be bowling. We have a great competition with our bowls between the staff and the residents as well. So, so it's allowing them to come and, you know, just experience what it's like to be at Hetherington House, whether it's for a day or whether it's looking at them coming in full-time at a later stage.
I think it's such a great idea because it's like anything, and most people, you know, sort of having to jump outside of your comfort zone, you know, and especially if you've lived quite independently in your own home.
Yes.
And for some, they would have lived in their family home for a long, long time, a lot of generations. And there's always that sort of little resistance to having to uproot and move somewhere else. But the thought of being able to come along to the daycare program and, as you say, just get a feel of the surroundings and, I know that person, as you say, I used to play badminton with them, or maybe bowls or, you know, some other, maybe years ago on a school PTA or some other sort of committee, because connection is key, isn't it?
It's very important.
Definitely. And it's amazing how, you know, so often you hear stories of where people do reconnect, you know, when they haven't seen someone for maybe 30, 40 years. And reconnect with them. So I think that's an amazing service that you do provide for obviously the Waihi and surrounding communities. So again, obviously that program wouldn't be able to continue, would it? If you weren't able to, you know, be able to provide, you know, through your kitchen facilities and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's another reason for why we need to get people in behind the whole fundraising initiatives at the moment.
Yeah. So, we're in the early stages of this planning with the fundraising committee. But if you watch the space, watch our website, you'll see or get the information out in the community.
That's great to hear. Well, we've still got a little bit of time left, Michelle. What are some of the... you know, let's just talk a little bit more about the services that you do provide there at Hetherington House. So what are some of the activities that, you know, the people do and things like that?
So one of the highlights of each week is the van trip. So we now have a waiting list. So if you went last week, you might not be able to get on the van next week. The residents are lined up at the door waiting to go on the van trip. So the diversional therapists arrange the van trip, and they might take the residents down to the beach and have a picnic down there. They might go for a drive to Athenry House. They might go for a drive to Waikino, and they'll have afternoon tea wherever their destination is. But it just takes the residents out and takes them around different areas that they might not have been to for a wee while. You know, might go up to the top of the mine and have a look around there. Yeah, so that's the one of the highlights of the week. We often have visitors come in and show their skills, or we had a lady come in with a lot of jewellery, and the residents made hat pins. We often have the gentlemen go out and they have a men's day, so they might have bacon and eggs for lunch, and they might go down to the Waihi Beach RSA. They'll take the woman out for lunch, or the men out on a men's trip. We have the Waikino school children come once a fortnight, and that's just lovely to see. And it's really interesting watching the children come in and how they sort of gravitate to a particular resident. And each time they come, and they'll gravitate to that person and do puzzles or handcrafts. Knitting's a big thing. We've got an amazing Christmas tree being built from knitting
at
the moment. The residents have done all the knitting, and the diversional therapist's leading that. So I haven't seen the end result, of course, but it's looking like it's going to be amazing, along with a gingerbread house that's been knitted as well. The gardening, we've been having a couple of working bees on the garden, so we encourage the residents who choose to look after the gardens. We've got a flourishing vegetable plot that we've got a couple of residents looking after. We just encourage the residents to suggest what they'd like to do as well. Carol and Ray, when our divisional therapists, I know they're the envy of some of the other area rest homes in the area because of the activities that they do introduce. Yeah.
So they're like the make or break, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
I know. And I know where my mum is as well. Amazing therapists there, and what they do provide and offer. And I know quite often entertainment as well,
yes,
isn't
entertainment,
it?
Entertainment, yes.
People coming in. But I just want to pick up on the kids from Waikino School coming in. I think that's amazing. And I think that it's twofold, you know. I think it's awesome for the residents, yes. You know, maybe they don't have family nearby, or, yes. or don't even have, family. And just having that connection, isn't it,
yes.
with the younger ones. But also too, I think, you know, there's a lot of young children out there these days who, again, might live a long way away from grandparents,
yes.
you know, or don't have any grandparents and anymore. And it's a great opportunity for them to connect those, so that sort of that generation in between, isn't it?
Exactly. And we often have students from Waihi College who come in and play the piano or do, you know, entertainment of some sort with musical instruments. And that's fantastic. We have a few of the students come in and volunteer and help the divisional therapists as well. So it's really about the community and embracing everybody in the community and, allowing the residents to have that connection with the people in the community.
Yep. Yeah. And obviously, you know, picking up on the secondary school students, you know, for some of them they might be doing some sort of leadership courses or their Duke of Edinburgh Awards.
Yes.
So it's a great opportunity for them as well, isn't it?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so you can see that, you know, the Hetherington House is such an integral part of the Waihi community, isn't it? It's not just about, you know, looking after the residents, you know. It's obviously an employer,
yes.
as you say, over 70 staff. You know, you've got these opportunities that have been created for the schools to come in and connect, but also too going out and obviously doing the van trips and having afternoon teas somewhere. You're helping the local economy.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, you obviously have some entertainment that comes in. I'm sure they get a koha or something like that. So it's supporting them as well. And I know my mum always looks forward to when they have little concerts.
Yes.
You know, someone comes in and especially when they play the older music.
Exactly.
I've seen some videos they post on their Facebook page, and you know, then they pan around and I can see my mum sort of singing away. It's quite cool to see them sort of enjoying themselves.
Exactly.
And quite often it's an opportunity for them to reminisce, isn't it?
And what's great, most recent concert or event we had was we had Around the World. So all the staff were encouraged and the residents were encouraged to dress in their cultural dress. And so we had, and then we had everybody dress in their cultural dress, and then they sung their national anthem or did an item from their, you know, that was associated with their culture. And we were so blessed. Like, we had people from, we've got staff from Mongolia, Vietnam, Philippines, India, Scotland, America.
Wow.
It was so lovely to see everybody come together and be so proud of their culture and to show how multicultural we are in the health sector with our staff in Waihi as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And it's great for the residents to actually get to see that as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And acknowledge that most definitely. And I'm sure, all the different sort of, campaigns that come along. I know, Daffodil Day a while ago, there would have been quite a lot, I'm sure, around...
Yeah.
Around that, and I'm not sure if you're doing anything around Movember or something like that, but could be something to look at going forward. So just, I think we're really hopefully being able to now paint the picture of, as I said before, how integral the Hetherington House is to the Waihi community and surrounding areas as well. So folks out there, if you're listening, or whether you yourself can provide some support, whether it's through the current funding fundraising initiative that you've got around sponsoring a room, which was $1,000 a room, or whether it's some of the other fundraising initiatives that they've got coming up. And maybe potentially it's maybe how you might be able to also provide some in-kind support along the lines. So if you do, please feel free to get in touch with Michelle, and Michelle is going to give us her contact details again.
Okay. So email is manager@hetheringtonhouse.co.nz or call the office on 07 863 8576.
And your website, if they would like to just go along and have a little bit more of an overview of Hetherington House?
It's just www.hetheringtonhouse.co.nz.
Right. Okay. So I do suggest that, yes, you do pop onto their website, and you'll see there's a lovely story there about how Hetherington House came about, and some lovely pictures there to show sort of very quaint, lovely, relaxing sort of environment there. And it'd be fantastic if we can get the support to get the funding to ensure that the Hetherington House can still provide the amazing services that they do provide there out in the community. So, look, thank you, Michelle, for coming along, coming over from Waihi to Hamilton to have this chat with me. I really do appreciate that. So, everyone out there, this is a real shout-out or a call to arms. Let's look at how we can get in behind and support Hetherington House over the next couple of months, bearing in mind we have got Christmas New Year coming up very, very quickly. Mm. Someone said 7 weeks. I was like, oh, my goodness. Does that mean you have to start thinking about Christmas presents? So once again, thank you very much, Michelle, for coming in. And everyone, let's look at how we can provide some sort of support out there to Hetherington House. That's the end of our show. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.